The Sylvan Lake Gulls have found their groove in July. The Gulls are 8-3 in their past 11 games, and they sit just 2.5 games back of the Okotoks Dogs for first place in the WCBL West Division, as of July 14. Over the weekend, the Gulls split a two-game series with the Lethbridge Bulls, winning 9-5 Saturday, before falling 5-3 on Sunday. Rowan O'Connor and Kyle Lewis had home runs in the victory, with Lewis adding an additional hit and 3 RBI. Shortstop and leadoff hitter Tai Yukimoto had a 2 RBI double, Michael Quick had a hit and 2 RBI, while Brock Tijerina was 3-for-4 in the victory. Sylvan Lake's bullpen was dominant in the victory, after starter Reese Usselman allowed 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Hunter Jones allowed 1 run in 1 1/3 innings of work before the Gulls shut the door. Mason Little pitched 4 shutout innings, striking out 6. Mickey McClaskey also didn't allow a run and struck out 6 of the 9 batters he faced over 3 innings. The Gulls trailed 5-1 after 2 innings, but rallied to score 3 in the 4th to get within 1, before a 4-run outburst in the 6th to take an 8-5 lead. Bulls first baseman Carter Clairhout of Red Deer had 1 hit in the loss. In Sunday's loss, Sylvan Lake only scored 3 runs despite collecting 11 hits. The Gulls trailed 5-0 after 5 innings, but scored 1 in the 6th, 7th, and 8th to get within 2. Yukimoto, Tijerina, and Aiden Macaris each had 2 hits in the loss. Bryce Hampton had a solo home run in the loss, his 4th of the year. Nick Veselinovic allowed all 5 runs in the loss, only 3 of which were earned in 3 innings. He allowed 5 hits, 3 walks along with 3 strikeouts. Jakub Rochelle went 3 innings in relief and struck out 4. Clairhout was 1-for-4 with an RBI double in the win. The Gulls are back on the field on July 16 when they host the Fort McMurray Giants, with first pitch set for 7.05 p.m. The Gulls will also host the Giants on July 17 and 18 at 7.05 p.m.